It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, and I'm joined by Patrick Ruby of the Washington Times, who has a piece entitled "Liberals Trust Comedy Central More Than Fox." Is that true? They really do, Patrick?
Yeah, there is. There's this new poll, and it's about people's sense of trust and distrust towards sort of major television media outlets. It's done by this company down in Raleigh that recently did a poll I'm sure many of our listeners heard about, where Congress actually polled as less popular than cockroaches, headlights, but did manage to be more popular than the Kardashians. So they still have that going for them, which is nice.
You know, it wasn't all that long ago. Of course, I'm a lot older than you, and maybe I'm forgetting about how long ago it really was. But anything said on an evening newscast was considered the absolute truth. All of that's changed now.
Right. That's what, to me, was so amazing about this poll. I mean, we'll get back to the Comedy Central thing in a minute, which is really funny. But just in general, Americans, we distrust our TV news sources. They basically polled on 8 major sources. So you had Fox News, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, CBS, ABC, PBS, and then I think they threw in Comedy Central almost as sort of a control you would have in a scientific experiment, or maybe just for fun. And here's what they found out. 2 main things. Like I said, 1, we just distrust the news in general. The only news outlet that was not distrusted by a plurality of voters was PBS.
Wow.
And they only 52% of voters trust them. So Big Bird isn't exactly the new Walter Cronkite, to get back to what you were saying about how things used to be.
Yeah. Cronkite wore that moniker for a long time, the most trusted man in America.
That's right. I mean, you know, it's a cliche, but it's also true. You know, when he gave up on Vietnam, you know, we gave up on Vietnam.
Yeah, true.
And I think, you know, the other interesting thing about this poll, and again, it may not be a total surprise to readers of our newspaper, is as we've also become sort of more politically divided, more partisan, or at least seemingly that way, our distrust of news has also broken down along these same partisan lines. So a majority of people that identify themselves as conservatives, or very conservative, and people that voted for Mitt Romney in the last election, they trust Fox News. But get this, Fox News is the only station that a majority of them trust. A majority of them distrust every other network.
Wow.
And at the same time, liberals trust self-identified liberals, very liberals, and people that voted for Obama, they trust every other outlet more than Fox News, and that does include Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm. You know, the Comedy Central thing is somewhat funny to me, because I remember reading a story, I want to say it was about a year ago, where lots of young people actually do get their news from Comedy Central, and in particular, Jon Stewart.
Yeah, that's right. I saw those same numbers. And, you know, the number here is voters who actually identify themselves as very liberal, so they're kind of at the far left of the spectrum, they distrusted Fox News, 66% of them.
Hmm.
Only 35% of them distrusted Comedy Central.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's interesting, too, was, you know, Fox News kind of, in some ways, was the star of this poll, because simultaneously, Fox News, the most people trusted and distrusted them in terms of when you take all voters from across the ideological spectrum.
Right.
So, again, they were sort of like the most polarizing news source. You know, what I mean by this is 34% of the respondents, they said it was the single news source they trusted most. So when people were asked, you know, what's the one that you trust the most people said Fox. But then when they were asked, what's the one you trust the least, 39% said it was Fox.
Yeah.
So that's probably sensitive about where we are sort of politically and how we consume our information.
Yeah.
I mean, Fox has really made, you know, kind of like what MSNBC is becoming, Fox has really made no bones about sort of bringing the news from, like, you know, a conservative perspective. And I think you actually have seen MSNBC has started to do better in the ratings because they decided, okay, let's try that from the left. There's more of a market there.
Yeah.
The other thing that's interesting about this is the company that at least in theory tries to play things more straight, CNN, that's what they sort of pride themselves in, they didn't do so great in terms of being trusted, which is really surprising to me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe their strategy isn't working that well.
Yeah. All right. Now, are there differences between men's attitudes and women's attitude in selecting news sources?
You know, in terms of trust, men in general turn out to be more distrustful, which I don't know why that necessarily is the case. There isn't a lot of explanation in this poll. It sort of just puts it out there.
Yeah.
Women, however, were more likely to answer that sort of not sure. And so instead of saying I trust or distrust, they would just say I'm not sure. So I guess maybe you could say they're more comfortable with uncertainty. And then in general, too, along racial lines, whites were more likely to be distrustful than Hispanics and African Americans.
Huh.
But one thing I thought was actually interesting, if you want to do one more demographic sort of split, was that the younger voters, you know, like you said, some of the ones that maybe gained their news from Jon Stewart, 18 to 29, they actually were more trusting of all of the news sources than voters as a whole, which to me is a little surprising because you sometimes think, oh, you know, young people, they're a little, maybe, you know, the newer generation, a little more cynical, they're a little more jaded, they've sort of seen all the political fighting, the propaganda, news with spin, they've seen, you know, these big trusted networks screw up stories, they've seen it, you know, they've lived through sort of the modern time.
Yeah.
They didn't live through the Cronkite time, right?
Yeah.
Yet they actually were more trusting.
Is there any indication that this was... You know, I look back and I think newspapers were always deemed either left-leaning or right-leaning depending on their editorial pages. You know, you could pick one up
right.
and you could pretty much determine which way they were going. Television kind of lagged behind. And I think what we're seeing here is that maybe TV has finally caught up with newspaper?
I think you're right. Well, you know, it's a really interesting sort of cycle that we've been through. Because, if you take the long view and you go back to when this country started, you know, the press that started, it was the partisan press by default. You know, political parties were the people printing newspapers.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You move forward a little bit in time, you know, you get the penny press. It's cheap. The barrier to entry to print comes down. All of a sudden, newspapers, they moved away from being partisan, and the reason was they were trying to sell advertising. When you're selling broad-based advertising, you're trying to grab as many readers as you can. What do you want to do? You don't really want to tick anyone off, right?
Right.
So that's why you see sort of a shift to the idea of you know, as news being as objective, so to speak, as it can be. But then now it's sort of interesting with the sort of the fragmenting of the audience between the internet and cable and radio and television, all these options we have. The way to sort of make money in the news is to find a really strong niche. I mean, that was the genius of what Fox News has done. That's why Fox News is super profitable. And in some ways, it's funny, you know, Fox News always says, you know, oh, the mainstream media. Well, Fox News kind of is the mainstream media at this point. They're the news network that gets the most viewers,
yeah.
Which is sort of a funny thing. But, you know, I think you're right in that it's almost a back-to-the-future approach.
Yeah.
Newspapers are starting to catch up. And I do think, too, on television, like I said, MSNBC in the last few years, they've really taken the Fox approach just from the left. And their ratings have actually gone up. So maybe in the future, you know, struggling, you know, in general, newspapers, media, we're all struggling. We're all trying to figure out how to sort of cope in the new financial era. This might be a model for making it.
Yep. And in the end, what I take away from your story is check multiple sources and make your own decision.
Right. I do think that's important. And I talked to someone, a professor at Syracuse University, who's a really, you know, media scholar. He studied a lot of television, pop culture, politics, the intersection of those things. His name is Robert Thompson, and he said, you know, it's good to have multiple sources coming from different angles, and he's like, it's really good for citizens to be distrustful and skeptical. He said the danger is when you only trust one source and you distrust all the others, and this is true if you're liberal, if you're conservative, if you're anywhere in between, then that source of information suddenly becomes very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably what all of us should be on guard no matter what we believe politically.
Yep, good advice. Patrick, great story. Liberals trust Comedy Central more than Fox. New poll finds. It's in the Washington Times. Patrick Ruby, have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thanks. You too, Andy. Take care.
5:28, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.